Hi, I'm Caroline Hilton, and I hope you enjoy my voice reel. The prince journeyed on, spending days travelling and his nights in little wayside inns. Till one day, he found himself in the heart of the Adamant Mountains. The great red granite crags of the surrounding peaks rose out of the gleaming snow like ugly fingers, and the slopes of giant glaciers sparkled in the sun like torrents of diamonds. The prince sat down, and in the bright sun and the silence of the mountains, he became aware of a low, continuous roaring. "There must be a waterfall nearby," said the prince to himself. "I'll go and see it." The age of industry has come to Albion, though some call it the age of oppression. When freedom is nothing but a dream, it's time to make a stand, to lead a rebellion, to be a hero. Welcome to the city of the downtrodden, where those who dare to speak out are punished, and those who dare to hope find nothing to hope for. True rebels fight against all odds, yet they cannot triumph alone. The uprising has begun, but who will lead the revolution? "Oh, Finn, it's you! I've lost track of me children, and this is hardly the place for them to be wandering about. Can you help me find them?" "Oh, I thank you, Finn. As you can see, my child is with me. Can you find the other two?" "Oh, I thank you, Finn. I've got two of my children. Can you find the other one?" "I shouldn't have flown so recklessly. Now, where can my unicorn hair wand be? Oh, Professor Wilkins will call me careless again. I have to find it. I just have to. I have never been without my fairy magic. Oh, this is my worst nightmare. I just need to cross the wondrous woods and everything will be fine. I can do it. Oh, these potions will certainly help me protect myself. I'm glad I listened to Mrs. Squibble and I kept these. Perhaps I could drink some of the defense potion. That ought to keep me safe."